My man Terrence J, hosting the new Fox dating series Coupled and co-hosting The Dunk King with Kenny Smith on TNT. What up, frat daddy?
What's up, dog? How you doing? Good morning, everybody.
I'm okay. Good morning. I'm okay. You are so busy. All right, let's start with Coupled. What's that about?
It's a Mark Burnett show. Mark Burnett is the guy that, you know, bought the world Survivor.
Can't miss. Voice,
Shark Tank. Yeah, he's awesome, man. So this is a dating show with a modern day twist. There are 12 beautiful women. They're really accomplished in their lives. You know, they got great jobs, great families, great things going on, but they're looking for love. So they every episode, instead of all of them just chasing after the same guy, we bring in different guys for them to meet, and we watch these ladies as they go on dates and they get into relationships. And it's just a really fun show.
Okay, that's the difference in Coupled and what, The Bachelor, huh? Because The Bachelor, you chase one guy, right?
Yeah, so you know, it's a bunch of girls that lined up to date one guy. With this, you know, all 12 of our girls, they have a real genuine shot at love because we bring in different guys. Plus, it's different because they all have their cell phones. But you know, after a date, the first thing you'll do is you might text somebody and say, "Hey, here's how the date went." On this show, all of them text each other, and we get to watch that interaction and how it plays out.
So, Terrence, are you coupled?
You don't have to answer that.
No, but ladies would like to know, Terrence.
You don't have to answer that.
Terrence, are you coupled?
Right now, I'm just in a place in my life where I'm just so happy I can focus on great work, you know?
Good answer.
That's a great answer, man.
Good answer.
That's a great.
If we were before a Senate hearing, and I was sitting beside you.
You just said, keep my hat low.
So women of Coupled have a chance with you?
Nah, I'm like their big brother on the show. You know, on the show, I kind of give them, you know, advice from a regular guy's perspective. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist. I just give them regular guy advice as they go on these dates.
And so, can you give us a little insight? Will all of the women find love?
Some of the women find love. Some of the women don't. And you know, there is drama.
There's got to be.
And, you know, a lot of them just learn a lot about themselves. You know, on episode one, all of them are nervous as they go out on dates and they don't know a lot about it. And by the end, man, they're all pros. They all learn a lot about themselves.
What'd you learn about women while you were doing this?
You know, I learned that women think that you know, they don't have a good sense of height. You know? Women are terrible at height. You know, either you're 5'4" or you're 6'4". But they don't understand anything in between, like their eyes. It's crazy. Because, like, basically, like, if a guy wasn't 6 foot something, they just was like, "Oh, he's short." And then I started to realize, you know, I'm 5'10", and I'm like, "Hold on, y'all, so do y'all think I'm short?" And they're like, "You're short." I'm like, "I'm a grown ass." So, you know, I'm like, women is just really bad at height, you know?
That's what you got out of it.
Yeah, well, you be around a lot of women, that's what he figured out. Yes.
And that's a very
everybody and they could be 5'2" and a guy could be 5'8" and they're like, "Yeah, he's short." I'm like,
I think you learned something about yourself too, didn't you?
I learned something about my, because I'm like, "Hold on, have women my whole life been thinking I'm short?" So now I'm wearing, like, you know, heels in the bottom of my sneakers. So I'm putting a little extra wedge, boost me up a little bit.
Oh my God.
But know that you're the perfect match for somebody, Terrence.
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, what's this show you're doing with Kenny Smith?
That show is called The Dunk King, man. You know, we kept watching these dunk contests, and they wanted to do something creative. So they gave the best slam dunker in the country $100,000. In the world. We had a guy from France come in. We had kids from Canada come in, all kinds of kids from the States. You know, when we watched these contests, man, it might have been somebody that was an accountant in their day job or a school teacher or whatever. And
regular guys, huh?
Regular guys that just love basketball, that have been dunking, you know, some had just started dunking, some have been dunking their whole lives, and they were dunking through fire, they were jumping over cars, they one of them, you know, tried to jump over each other. Like, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Do you have to be a certain height to be in a dunk contest?
You know what? We had somebody 5'4" in the contest.
See? A short guy.
5'4" and 6'8".
No yeah. Short guys at 5'10"?
No short guys at 5'10".
No short guys. That's cold.
Well, can I just tell you, we also miss you on E! News. I know that you're moving on to bigger and better things, but you were really a highlight for me in watching E! News, and miss you on that.
I appreciate it, man. You know, I hope with couples I can give, you know, you and everybody else just a different side of me. You know, this is a fun side of me. And you know, like you guys always told me, man, it's always about, you know, just trying new things and keeping it moving and staying hungry.
Onward and upward for you. Good for you.
All right, Terrence J., I'm proud of you.
Don't say onward and upward, Sybil. See,
I love you guys, man. I love you guys.
Was that offensive? Was that offensive to a 5'10"?